The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sinead, you are the female firefighter in training. Congratulations on getting this far. Why did you look to sign up?
I guess it's always something I wanted to do, you know, from a young age. And they don't open recruitment quite often. So I went to college, and then I was just lucky that once I finished college, they opened. And yeah, I guess the life of a firefighter attracted me. You know, no 2 days are the same. So that's what's kind of appealing to me about it.
Is there firefighting in the family, Sinead?
No, there's not. Again, it's just something that kind of appealed to me. There was no one I knew who was in the industry before.
Because an awful lot of firefighters, it's something that a father does and a son does and a grandfather does and an uncle does. So there's nothing of that on your side. So what was the attraction?
Like I said, just kind of having no 2 days the same, an ever-changing kind of work environment, but then also getting to help members of the community in a kind of proactive way. I worked as a beach lifeguard for a while, so I kind of got a bit of an insight into, you know, first aid and helping members of the community that way, which kind of triggered my interest in a career that would allow me to do that as well.
Right. Is the training tough?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's pretty intense. But, you know, the great thing here is that we're always working as part of a team. So all team members are always helping each other and, yeah, kind of getting each other through the drills that we're doing and everything like that.
And I guess that's really important too, because, you know, when you go out there, and as I said before many times, Sinead, firefighters are the people who run in when the rest of us are running out. You need to have a good team ethic around you, don't you? And that's something you've been learning from day one, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they're emphasising that here, you know, that we're working as part of a team. Throughout all our drills, no one is working as an individual. You know, if someone is struggling, because of course everyone has their strengths and weaknesses, so if one person has a strength, they'll help someone weak in that area and vice versa. So yeah, they've kind of been hitting that since day one, and we're broken into little teams where you're getting to know your other team members very well, so it's been good that way.
How long is the training?
We're doing 10 weeks of in-house training, and then we get put on probation for 12 months. So that's where we will be put on shift, but as a probationer.
Have you been to an actual fire yet?
No, we haven't. We've put out controlled fires using fire extinguishers, which, you know, are the first point of, you know, defence with anyone for a fire. But so far, that's the only action we've seen.
You know, Sinead, when the call eventually comes and you're there and, right, Sinead, you're up. Will you be a bit nervous about that, or are you excited for it?
A bit of both. You know, I think not to have nerves would be, I guess, a bit naive. But by then, I hope that, you know, the training we've done, you'll feel prepared. And like I said, you know, you always have your teammates with you and your crew members, so you can rely on them and they can rely on you, and that's kind of the main thing.
Mm-hmm. There's only just one other female firefighter, I think, with the whole brigade. Have you been talking much about the job? Has she been of particular assistance to you in training?
She's one of our instructors on the course.
Great.
So she's given me a few tips on how to, you know, wear my hair under the helmet and things like that. What I think the main thing is to treat me like the same as all the other recruits, because, you know, we all pass the same tests to get in, and that's the main thing is just, you know, I don't want any special treatment from anyone, and I'm here to prove that I can do it as well.
Absolutely. Nor should you get special treatment from anybody, because you'll be the one out
there
running in when the rest of us have to run out. And congratulations on getting this far. And good luck with the rest of the training. And indeed, when you go out there for your first real fire, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Cheers. Sinead O'Reilly, she's the only female recruit of 20 currently training the next phase, if you want, of the Cork City Fire Brigade.
Cork's 96 FM.